Welcome to the Party in My Plans podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. Hey, welcome to the Party in My Plans podcast, your new favorite radio show, if you want to learn how to eat and live healthier without hating your life. Thank you so much for listening. I know you have many options of stuff to shove into your ear holes, and I'm so grateful you chose me. If you're one of my longtime Party in My Plants people, hi! I'm so happy to have you joining me on my newest way of hanging out with you. This show is really going to take our relationship to the next level, you know, because now I can accompany you in your car, on the treadmill, while you're doing errands, and even showering. Woo-woo! And if you're a brand new plant party person, hi to you too. It's great to have the opportunity to hang out with you and show you how healthy eating can actually not be so serious and sucky. I'm your host, Talia Pollock, and as we're about to embark on what I hope will be a very intimate, long-term friends with benefits kind of a relationship, I think I ought to introduce myself and tell you what my biz, Party in My Plants, is all about and why this show, the Party in My Plants podcast, has been created. So 4 years ago, from when I'm recording this in October of 2016, I was standing on a stage in a New York City nightclub. I wasn't in a wet t-shirt contest or buddies with a cool DJ. I was alone with a microphone trying to make people laugh as a stand-up comedian. I told a funny story about my ex-boyfriend breaking up with me over a bacon burger. That's a good one. Remind me to tell you that sometime. I joked about my life as a then vegan and poked fun at all the people who said, "Oh my God, I could never live without cheese." I performed stand-up comedy a lot, and I got a rush like no other when laughs and claps bookended my stories and jokes. But after one particularly vegan joke-based show, the laughter, claps, and praise felt different. Because right after I performed my jokes about the silly hardships of being a healthy eater and got laughs and claps, a girl performed her jokes about her one-night stands and walks of shame, or rather subway rides of shame, and she got laughs and claps too. The same laughs and claps from the same drunken chicken wing eating with extra ranch dip people that laughed and clapped for me. And all of a sudden it hit me. I hadn't changed these people's lives with my jokes and stories about my healthy ways, no more than that girl changed their lives with her stories about being unladylike. I hadn't inspired this audience to clean up their diets, make lifestyle changes, and go out and become their healthiest and happiest selves. The laughers immediately went back to their drinking, smoking, baking cheeseburger eating lives 8 minutes later. I realized in that moment that I didn't want to use my passion for performing comedy to simply receive the sound of laughter from strangers. I wanted to receive emails from you about how something I said made you giggle, sure, but improved your quality of life, made you happier, gave you more energy, more confidence, less belly aches, and less fat pants days. So that was the last time I did stand up. And I started Party in My Plants 6 months later with the mission of using my unique voice and passion for performing to inspire people to eat more plants. Mind you, at this point, I was already a certified holistic health coach and professionally trained plant-based chef, so I did have street cred. Don't worry. In the 3 years that PIMP, which is Party in My Plants' awesome nickname, has been alive and kicking, I've worked with dozens of superb one-on-one coaching clients. I've made hundreds of quirky, healthy cooking videos and recipes. I've spoken at colleges and companies about how to happily eat more plants. I've written for places like Mind Body Green, The Huffington Post, Success Magazine, and Yoga Digest. And I've even had the honor of making smoothies alongside Dr. Oz on his TV show, which he tasted and enthusiastically approved, by the way. Listen, I started Party in My Plants to share my passionate voice with you, a voice of someone who loves to make people laugh, but is also a true expert in practical healthy living. And by expert, I don't just mean I've read a bunch of books or taken a bunch of courses. I've actually changed my own life doing exactly what I now teach others to do. Let me explain. My life hasn't always been one big plant party. I know, cue the cliche, but it hasn't always been rainbows and green beans and butterflies and bananas. Okay, I've always loved bananas. But I stumbled upon a healthy diet out of necessity after years and years of feeling like total crap. For most of my life, I struggled with undiagnosable digestive distress, food addictions, weight issues, chronic lack of energy, emotional problems, and a hell of a lot of anxiety. I sought out every healer imaginable, from gastroenterologists to naturopathic doctors, acupuncturists and nutritionists, even a hypnotherapist who could make me quack like a duck but couldn't help my tummy feel better. I tried every pill, test, supplement, herb, powder, and positive affirmation I could find. Eventually, I hit a rock bottom, which pretty much coincided with me doing some poop tests, during which I'd have to poop in a bucket, scoop out my feces to fit into little test tubes, and snail mail that shit, literally, to a lab for testing. I'd say that's just cause for a rock bottom, if you ask me. Oh, well, that and I was a miserable, overweight, always sick person. Nothing would help, and I thought I was just fated for an entire life of belly aches, binging, bloating, depression, and anxiety attacks. That is, until one beautiful Santa Monica day. I was a junior in college studying abroad, I'm using air quotes, in Los Angeles. Hey, coming from the East Coast, it really felt like another country. I was a television, radio, and film major with a coveted internship at Adam Sandler's production company, Happy Madison. My dream was to be a comedian with a talk show. Ironic, I know. But all I was at the time was sick. And so there I was in sunny Santa Monica, picking up my weekly bag of supplements from some herbal place that promised to cure all my ailments. As I was checking out, I mentioned to the receptionist that I was hungry, and she suggested I go across the street to a place called Planet Raw. I could literally smell the incense wafting into the street as I approached the hippie restaurant. I ordered the coconut smoothie as per the receptionist's suggestion, and when a dreadlock dude brought me this thick, creamy white drink, I promptly pushed it back at him and said, "Oh no, so sorry, but I don't eat dairy." I already wasn't doing dairy because I had made myself lactose intolerant by working at an ice cream shop. That's another story I'll have to tell you sometime. But he said, "Oh no, sweetie, this is vegan." I had no clue what vegan meant. Now, this was before Ellen DeGeneres, Natalie Portman, or Beyonce put veganism on the map. So I just pushed it back and said, "I can't do dairy." But he insisted there was no dairy, and I wasn't about to cause a scene, so I took it and went out to a bench to drink it up. I thought, oh, well, anything and everything I eat hurts my stomach anyway, so what do I have to lose? Well, it was there on that bench amid a smoke of incense that I ate something that didn't make me feel awful. I slurped that creamy drink up and for the first time in 8 years didn't feel bloated. No bellyache. Nada. Well, nothing but a bill. And from there, I dove head first into this new world of veganism. I chugged the green juice Kool-Aid. I ate spinach until it was coming out of my ears. I cracked open coconuts with a machete like a badass tribeswoman. This was way before coconut water was sold at gas stations. I made my own almond milk like an Amish person. I became raw vegan overnight, and it seemed like overnight, all my health problems disappeared. But then, so did my social life. I didn't think I could drink green juice and box wine, so I said bye-bye to college parties. I was in college at the time, not just some weirdo adult going to college parties. No offense if you do that. I felt like a total weirdo eating no dairy, no gluten, and no meat, so I said sayonara to my sorority and social life. I literally deactivated. I was so reliant on my kitchen that I stopped going to restaurants, which meant I stopped going out with friends, and my family thought I was the most high-maintenance pain in the ass ever. I had become what I call a health nut hermit. I was healthier than ever, but unhappier than ever. And this was my second rock bottom. Remember the first one with the poop bucket? But with every rock bottom comes a rock top. I mean, when you hit a rock bottom, you have nowhere else to go but back up. So that's when I realized that, damn it, We shouldn't have to choose between our health and our happiness. I mean, do we have to choose between a good hair day and a good work day? I don't think so. Do we have to choose between a good weather and a good breakfast? No way. What about between a good song and a good workout? Mm-mm. So why should we have to choose between feeling good and feeling happy? We shouldn't, and we don't. So I set out to figure out how to be able to be both healthy and happy, to not have to compromise my happiness for my health and vice versa. I went to the Natural Gourmet Institute to become a professionally trained plant-based chef. I snagged my holistic health coaching certification from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and my first client was myself. And myself was a great client. Myself was able to master the ability to have fun at tailgates, road trips, ski vacations, beach vacations, casinos, music festivals, family dinners, and dates whilst staying healthy. So I decided to quit my job at The Late Show with David Letterman and start partying my plants to help others do exactly what I did, transform their lives from completely crappy to insanely happy. And bypass years of being that lame person staying home alone, drinking hand-strained almond milk, and eating dehydrated flax crackers. So, welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I'm going to do what I actually set out to do with Party in My Plants, help you eat healthier without hating your life. On this show, I'm going to hammer home how to take the hell out of healthy living. I'm going to have convos with cool people who have made healthy living less sucky in their relatable lives. I'm going to give you real talk about eating real food, the no BS facts about being healthy so you actually do it. I'm going to interview inspiring experts who know much more than I do about yoga, meditation, spiralizing, kombucha, and getting chiseled. It is going to be awesome, my friend. It's going to be fun. It's going to inspire you, make you laugh, make you think, and hopefully make you want to stop eating chicken wings. Each episode is going to give you something new to try, some cool little tweak that you can make to take your life to the next level. But I want you to know that at the end of the day, between you and me, quite frankly, if healthy living sucks, you won't do it. Okay, think about unclogging your shower drain. Pulling out that wet hair is nasty. It sucks. It makes you cry, gag, and wish you were bald. So you don't do it, right? Instead, you just shower in mucky, dirty water up to your ankles. Right. Well, the same goes for healthy eating. If healthy eating sucks, if it's nasty, makes you cry, gag, and wish you were bald, you're not going to do it. Instead, you're going to go about your days sluggish, overweight, and unhappy. So we've got to take the hell out of healthy. It is the only way to guarantee that we will actually eat and do the healthy things. Or maybe sure, okay, you'll eat the kale or do the yoga while you're pissed or while you're stressed. Or while you're resentful of your friend who seems to be able to eat French fries and still look perfect. Doing healthy things while you're unhappy benefits you about as much as expired sunscreen. That's not as much, by the way. Those negative emotions actually take away from your body's ability to digest and assimilate the healthy stuff you're doing or eating. So it's kind of a waste for you to even be doing it at all. Again, our only solution is to take the hell out of healthy. And that's exactly what I'm going to do with this Party in My Plants podcast. So fasten up your headphones, subscribe to the show, and feel free to connect with me, your host, Talia Pollock, anytime at partyinmyplants.com. Now let's go make healthy living as fun as a party.